State officials are touting demand management as a possible way to keep Colorado River water on the western slope as the state endures what some say is the 19th year of a 19-year drought. Brent Newman of the Colorado Water Conservation Board says the state water plan has one main goal.
That the state of Colorado will support strategies to maximize the use of compact water while actively avoiding a Colorado River compact deficit.
Newman pointed out that intrastate plans include a drought contingency plan, or DCP, to keep water levels in Lake Powell viable. The DCP includes something called the Demand Management Storage Agreement,
which is acquiring for upper basin use storage and Colorado River storage project facilities to help protect these levels of Lake Powell.
Eric Kuhn, retired general manager of the Colorado River District, says if the drought continues, upper basin states are going to need to store more water to maintain water compact compliance with the lower basin states.
Because, you know, water availability in a dry year just isn't there. You got to have a reserve. You got to have a bank. And you put small amounts of water into that bank every year, 50 to 100,000 or whatever the number they came up with. Dedicated storage in Powell or other reservoirs, and have it as a reserve.
Questions remain unanswered about how officials will guarantee that this water ends up in and stays in Lake Powell without being diverted away or evaporating. Newman says the strategy is in the feasibility stage and that the upper basin states are not required to commit to a demand management program. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.